4VWA.
Well, I checked for those dies, and I do not have that particular caliber. I've got several other ones I don't use anymore, but I don't have the steam. But I will tell you this. I've been loading since around 1974, and that's 46 years. And here's your tip of the day. When you buy those dies, you buy the carbide ones, and then you come back and tell me if you don't like them or not. I guarantee you, I give you my word, it'll cut your reloading time down immensely, and you'll never have anything else, Steve.
Very good. I got one or two sets. One for like my 30-06, and one for my 45-70. And yeah, they are smooth. I tell you what though, this right here should tell you how I am about reloading. It generally takes me from start to finish about an hour and a half to load 100 cartridges.
I'm not correcting you, Steve, but I don't think they make any carbide dies for rifle calibers.
Well, I'll have to go back and look. Maybe I'm mistaken, but I tell you what. I think my RCBS are carbide for my 30-06.
Not within my generation anyways, but you go back and check. I don't have the computer in front of me right now, and I can almost guarantee you they don't. Not for high-powered rifles, but in pistol calibers, I'm telling you, it's like the difference in night and day.
Well, I'll have to give that a shot, and I got to check on that. Oh, well. Well, so what else do you have that you want to let go, Tom?
Oh, I didn't. I've hung on to all of them. Heck, I got 260, I got Winchester, I got 243, 270, 30-06, I don't know what all, Steve. Been a long time since I looked. I just went and looked because you mentioned it. And 45 ACP, 44 mag, I got all of those. But, yeah, the only thing that's carbide, Steve, is a little ring. We'll call it 3/16 of an inch. And it sits down at the bottom of your sizing die. The rest of the dies are all the same, no difference. But the sizing die, you don't have to use any lube anymore. And they never wear out.
I'm familiar with what you're talking about. Yeah, I've got all of those calibers. Matter of fact, I believe I've got 303 British. I've also got, like I said, I got the 45-70. And let's see, I was trying to think of some of the other ones I've got. I got 7.62 by 39. And I started to buy a 7.62 by 54, but most all of the ammunition for that you get is Berdan primed instead of Boxer, so you can't really punch the primers out.
And primers been around, well, the 303 is the first one I ever saw, but yeah, they got their own anvil in the bottom of the cartridge, and it's real easy to forget that and break off a decapping pin. Been there, done that.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, I used to have some spare pins for, like, on my Lyman dies, and used to keep them around. Now, do you hand prime or do you press prime?
Well, back when I was shooting bench rest, I hand primed them, but no, I use my Dillon reloader for that. It does a magnificent job. I don't have any problems with it. That would be the only thing that I ever did have a problem with my Dillon press, and I bought it in 1984. And about 20 or 30 years later, I called up and told them about I was having trouble with it. And they just sent me a whole new system for that. It's guaranteed for life, that Dillon products.
Yeah, you were telling me that. Well, listen, I need to drop off here for about a minute and a half. I've got to get an address punched into my GPS.
Okay, Steve, I'm going to shut this radio off and go upstairs. There's another one up there. See you in a little bit in 0TR.